In this bulletin, Australia says it's working with allies to find a diplomatic solution to escalating tensions between Ukraine and Russia. Banks join advocates, policymakers and community groups calling for the eradication of elder abuse in Australia. And in sport, the Super Bowl kicks off in the United States. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has warned the situation in Ukraine has reached a dangerous juncture as Australia suspended the operations of its embassy in Kiev. Australian diplomatic staff have been evacuated from the embassy as Russian troops continue to amass near the border. It comes after the US warned a Russian invasion of Ukraine would be imminent. Mr. Frydenberg said US officials weren't exaggerating the situation in Ukraine and that Australia was working alongside its security allies. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is holding meetings in Ukraine and Russia this week in an effort to help defuse rising tensions as Western intelligence officials warn that a Russian invasion of Ukraine is increasingly imminent. Ahead of his first meetings with the Ukrainian and Russian presidents, Mr. Scholz has renewed his warning to Russia about possible sanctions, as well as his advocacy for continuing diplomatic talks.
That's why it's necessary to be clear, to say clearly that in the event of military aggression against Ukraine that threatens its territorial integrity and its sovereignty, that will lead to tough responses and sanctions that we have carefully prepared and that we can make effective immediately.
Moscow wants guarantees from the West that NATO won't allow Ukraine and other former Soviet countries to join as members, and for the alliance to halt weapon deployments to Ukraine and roll back its forces from Eastern Europe. The nation's bankers are calling on federal and state governments to commit to reforms to help combat financial abuse of the elderly. It's estimated as many as 10% of older Australians experience abuse, whether it be financial, legal, emotional, physical, or neglect. The call comes as advocates, policymakers, community groups, and business organisations gather in Hobart as they work towards eradicating elder abuse. The New South Wales Ageing and Disability Commissioner, Robert Fitzgerald, told delegates in Hobart concerted action is needed to deal with the rising number of cases of elder abuse.
But even in relation to financial abuse, how will we deal with the very significant increase of reporting of financial abuse that's about to take place? Not only the banks, but the superannuation funds with whom we deal are becoming more and more active in identifying financial abuse. And so if we look forward, whilst it's not the largest category of abuse, it's going to be the fastest growing.
If you need support, contact the Elder Abuse Helpline on 1300 651 192. The Prime Minister's wife, Jenny Morris, has expressed disappointment in former Australian of the Year Grace Tame's awkward encounter with her husband, Scott Morrison, during a morning tea at the lodge in January. Ms. Tame, a vocal critic of the government's handling of women's safety issues, stood stony-faced during a photograph and appeared reluctant to shake Mr. Morrison's hand. While Mr. Morrison has previously brushed off the encounter, his wife said in an interview with Nine Network 60 Minutes that she wanted her own daughters to be respectful.
I respect people that want to change things, stand up for their beliefs and are strong, but I still think there's manners and respect. I want my daughters to grow up to be fierce, strong, independent, amazing people. And I think they can still do that and show kindness to other people and be polite and have manners.
Mrs. Morrison also said her husband was wrongly perceived as lacking empathy when he's actually focused and task-oriented in a character defence of her husband in the lead-up to the federal election. Mr. Morrison's personal standing has taken a hit in recent months, and Labor has repeatedly raised questions about his honesty and integrity. In sport, it's Super Bowl Sunday in the United States. An estimated 100 million Americans are expected to tune in to watch the Los Angeles Rams take on the Cincinnati Bengals in California. The match will take place at the Rams' home stadium, where they'll be hoping to take the win against underdog Cincinnati, who do not have a single Super Bowl title to their name. The National Football League's highly anticipated halftime show boasts a star-studded lineup, with Dr. Dre, Kendrick Lamar, Eminem, Snoop Dogg and Mary J. Blige. And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, humid and a possible storm, 36 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 32. Melbourne, hot and mostly sunny, 32. Hobart, drizzle at times, 20. Canberra, mostly sunny, 29. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 26. Sydney, also cloudy, 28 degrees. Newcastle, similar conditions, 28. Brisbane, showers, 28. Much the same in Cairns, 30. And Darwin, showers and a possible storm, 33 degrees. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.